Welcome to the 612 podcast. I'm Jonathan Stiano, consultant plastic surgeon, and I'm going to talk about how you can make your private practice run like a business rather than just a job. I'm going to talk about putting in systems and processes into your practice so that you can deliver a consistently excellent service and level of care to your patients. I'm not talking about the clinical care that you deliver, I'm talking about everything else. Every week at 6:12, I'll be on the club Facebook page with a live broadcast where I'll be giving tips and advice, and I'll run on to this podcast, which will be published every Friday. So here goes for today's episode. Episode 169, and the message for today is quite simply that you should be using WhatsApp. And I've found that it's a very useful tool to connect and engage with patients. And I think connecting and engaging with patients is essential if you want to have a growing private practice and you want to separate yourself from your colleagues. Then I think you need to be helpful and supportive to your patients. And I think WhatsApp is a great way to do this. I know that some consultants give patients their phone number. I don't do that. And I would say that if you do want to grow and scale your business, it's not really a scalable thing to do. You might not want to grow and scale. You might be happy with how you are, in which case, absolutely fine. In fact, if you're happy with who you are, carry on. But if you do want to grow and scale, I don't think that is a very helpful thing to do, to give your patients your mobile phone number, because you are not going to be able to service that. And so I think WhatsApp is a great option. So whilst there are some doctors, some consultants who give their phone number out, most of us don't, and most of us have like a secretary or a way to get hold of them, just get hold of my secretary, you know, get through. But the problem with that is they're kind of two extremes. And the secretary can often be a gatekeeper, as nice as your secretary is. I think they often see their job as being to make your life easier and to protect you from bombardment of questions and things, which is fair enough. But I think that WhatsApp is a fantastic way to have something in the middle. Whilst it is kind of giving your mobile phone number out, you will find that people will, if you make it clear that you have a WhatsApp service, if you like, or a WhatsApp support number, then you will find that patients won't ring it very often and they will use it as intended, as a WhatsApp message. You can use your own phone if you want, but again, that opens you up to, you know, potentially being in Sainsbury's on a Saturday afternoon and someone phoning you. So it doesn't take much to invest in a mobile phone with a SIM card, pay as you go, £5 a month or whatever. And you can put WhatsApp Business on there, and WhatsApp Business can be linked to one phone and four devices. So you can have that on an iPad, on your laptop, on your secretary's computer, whatever. There's up to four computers that you can have that that WhatsApp on, which you can receive and send messages through. And I think having that as a support service, and you can say, look, speak to one of the team, even if it is you that's monitoring, I think it's also good to maybe not make it clear that it's always going to be you. It would be nice if your secretary monitors it as well. And it just gives a nicer, easier way for people to get in touch. If it's a weekend, if it's an evening, you make it, again, you have to put the terms in that, obviously, if it's not, you don't want to use it for emergency contact. And again, I think people kind of realize that you may well have a phone number on your website now. And, you know, so it's the same, you know, you wouldn't want someone to phone saying, you know, something terrible's happening. But it's just better than just having a phone number on your website or an email on your website. Everybody is on their phones. The vast majority, if you look at the analytics of your web traffic, the vast majority will be coming through mobile phones. And WhatsApp is already there on the phone. So if you give them a WhatsApp number to contact you, I think that is really helpful. And you can say, look, we've got a WhatsApp support number. And again, this is something that can separate you out from your colleagues, even though your colleagues might be giving their phone number out. You know, they won't be telling people that preoperatively or before seeing them.
Whereas you can say before seeing people, look, what we do is we have a WhatsApp support number which you can contact us if you've got any if you've got any queries which aren't urgent. Obviously, urgent queries, you should phone 111 or whatever you want to say, but or contact your GP. But if you have that, then that separates yourself out. Plus, once you've got that WhatsApp number, you will find that there are things you can do with it. It's quite easy to put a little widget on your website, which will link people to leave messages on the WhatsApp number. For many years, we've had a live chat on the website, and you've got two full-time members of staff and three part-time members of staff. So we can kind of manage that live chat, but still sometimes we miss messages and people have gone, and we're actually moving over to a WhatsApp button, because a WhatsApp button will let someone leave a message, which we can then almost have a live chat just the same on WhatsApp. But if we're not there, or if we do miss it, at least we can answer it at our leisure. So it's really, really helpful if you haven't got a team that are available, you haven't got full-time staff. It's really helpful that people can leave a message on there. So that's quite easy to install. WP Chat app, I think it's called, is the plugin. It's a WordPress plugin we use on our website. So that is really helpful. You can also look at WhatsApp groups. You might have to be mindful of the fact that there's obviously patient confidentiality on there, and you have to tell people that if you are going to have a group, that other people might be able to see things in that group. So just be careful what's posted. We had a very successful situation where there was a cardiologist on the in the mastermind group, and he set up a WhatsApp group, the Healthy Heart Monitoring group, and it was for patients to pay a subscription, £7 a month, I think, and they could send in ECGs by taking an ECG at home, because you get these little monitors at home to see whether they would need to come to clinic or whether there was any issues with that. So it was, again, it was a service that he offered anyway. People could contact him anyway. He was one of the people who used to give his mobile phone number out. So it's a, you know, you were allowing people to contact you anyway. But once you formalize it, and better still, ask for £7 a month. I think in the first, when we launched it, in the first week, five people or something signed up. So, you know, £35 a month for doing something that you're already doing, but also you've given it more value. You've made it more valuable by calling it something. I have a healthy heart monitoring group where you can keep in touch with me and the team and send in scans and traces and if you're concerned. So it's really helping the patients. It's building that connection. And it's also building your practice, because sometimes they might need to come back into clinic, and it saves them going to the GP, who might refer them to someone else, and you might kind of lose them. It keeps them in your ecosystem, but it also offers them value because they have a link to their cardiologist, which is something that is valuable to them. Everyone's used to paying subscription these days, so £7 a month isn't extreme. And if you could get, 50 people on that, then that would be a nice recurring revenue that you could get whilst giving people a good service. And the majority of people didn't send anything in. You'll find one or two people will send things in, but a lot of people won't send anything in. But that's fine, because they've got that support and that backup there. So you can, once you've got that mobile phone and that WhatsApp facility, and as I say, if you use the bit, get a WhatsApp business account, then you can have it on four devices. So you can have it on your laptop at home or your mum could have the phone, or your secretary's got the phone. So you don't have to physically have the handset. You can view and respond to messages on a different device, and it really offers flexibility. So the group might take a bit of thought if you're setting up a group, but you can implement a WhatsApp number right now. As I say, you can do it on your phone if you want, or just get a cheap handset with a SIM card and set up a WhatsApp number now, and that can be your support number. As I say, you make it clear it's not manned after hours, although you can kind of check on it every now and then, but make it clear it's a office hours, and it's another way of contacting the team, just trying to make it easier for patients to contact you. And I think it's really powerful, and it's a thing. You want to have things that can make you remarkable, people can remark upon. You need to build as many things into your practice as you can that people can say, oh, they're really good because they've got this. They've got a WhatsApp support number. You know, they've got, even though everybody's got a phone number, everybody's got an email address, but this is, You just need to build things and say, look, I'm building my practice. I'm trying to break down the barriers between the doctors and patients, you know. So if you need to get a hold of me, if you've got any questions, by all means, you can send it on the WhatsApp and one of the team will look at it and we can get back to you, you know, as soon as we can. So it's just building more things into your practice. And it's really, really powerful. And you've got no excuse, in my view, for setting up a WhatsApp number right now, you know, or at least but getting the ball in motion, ordering the cheap handset and the SIM card, you know, it'll cost you £5. Or the handset might cost you a tenner, the SIM card will cost you a fiver, 15 quid, done. Go out and do it. WhatsApp. Use WhatsApp is a great way to connect with your patients, is my advice. Hope that's been helpful. See you back here next week.